So opening up a major social media platform to restate is the single biggest threat imaginable to the people who are running the country into the ground. And so when Elon Musk said, hey, I'm for free speech, that meant they had to crush him, and they're working on that now. But it also means that accounts and people who've been banned for months from Twitter or years, like the Babylon Bee, for example, might be allowed to speak once again. The Babylon Bee's Seth Dillon joins us next on that. So it may be, looking back, say 10 years from now, that one of the most consequential decisions in the history of big tech may have been Twitter's snap decision to ban the satire site Babylon Bee. What did the site do wrong? Well, it mocked Rachel Levine, the fake trans admiral that Joe Biden insists we describe as a man. Twitter's ban was publicized. Elon Musk saw it and was outraged by it. Not because he's a right winger, but because he believes in the First Amendment. Fast forward to today, Elon Musk now owns Twitter, and the Biden administration is trying to destroy him. We're talking about investigating him. The president from the podium not long ago suggested he might be a threat to national security. So all of this began with the banning of the Babylon Bee. Seth Dillon is the CEO of Babylon Bee. His conversation with Elon Musk, we played part of it a moment ago. He joins us tonight. Seth, thanks so much for coming on. So Elon Musk seemed to see, a lot of people have been banned on Twitter, but when you got banned, he seemed to see it as a red line being crossed. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, I think it all goes back to the primary issue of free speech. He calls himself a free speech absolutist. And one of the things that free speech protects is the right to make jokes. You know, you have the right to be wrong. Yeah. You have the right to make jokes. When you can't even laugh, you know, you can't even poke fun at these ideas, especially these ideas that are really crazy. We have this situation where, you know, this worldview needs to be propped up. The left's insane ideology needs to be propped up by silencing people on the other side, especially people who mock them and expose their foolishness. You know, I think Musk saw that as being problematic. And so it's part of the reason, I guess, why he decided to step in and take some action.
I'm glad he did. Do you think he's the richest man in the world, famously, or was on the day he bought it, in any case. But there's so much institutional resistance to allowing Americans to speak freely. Do you think he will be able to restore free speech, legal speech, might be a better definition, to Twitter?
I hope so. I mean, for all of our sakes, I hope so. There is a lot of resistance. You know, he's facing pressure from advertisers who are facing pressure from these activist groups. What he's threatened right now is this system that they had set up, right? They have all this power. They've empowered these activists by basically giving them a sword and a shield, right? They can strike down anything as misinformation or hate speech that they want. They can smear you all that they want. And then they have a shield on the other hand. That's their sword. They have a shield on the other hand where you can't make fun of them, you can't criticize them, or you get banned. Musk is threatened to take away that shield, and they will fight, I think, to the death to try to prevent him from doing that. So he's got a tough battle ahead of him.
And I think you're absolutely right. I don't think you're overstating it. I mean, I think they, and I hate the word existential, but that's what this is for them. Did you understand how important censorship was for the people currently in charge to keep their power? I mean, they seem to think it's the most important thing.
They do. And I mean, there's a reason for that. You know, mockery and criticism, you know, it can expose foolishness. It can make you look silly. I think that's the big weak point, especially when the ideas that you're trying to defend are indefensible. You know, you don't want to have arguments about it. You want to shut down the debate before the debate even happens. You know, I didn't expect that it would come to the point that it's come to, and that we would see the kind of content moderation, as they like to call it, that we're seeing, that basically just silences one side of the discussion and takes out even people who are trying to use humor effectively in the conversation. But you know, here we are. We're in this place, and I don't know. I'm excited. I'm hopeful that maybe, you know, Musk will be able to fight back and do something about this. He's certainly facing a lot of challenges right out the gate.
Yeah, he certainly is. Seth Dillon, whose banning started it all. Great to see you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.